Happy Friday and welcome back to the off-season grind here on the Football Card Quest, where we're 100% dedicated to football cards research and selling tips. Guys, we got big news stories to cover this week on some key wide receivers. Some wide receiver one dominoes have fallen, big contract extensions. We got a couple no look passes from quarterbacks. We're going to talk about the news coming out of OTAs and how much we should weight that in our decisions of whether or not a player is truly going up. And then, of course, we're going to look at how that news is impacting their football card market and talk about some of the best cards to target for these players. I've also got some players that are going down in value that you should potentially sell. There's a running back shakeup for a major market in the NFL that I think you guys need to know about. So with all that out of the way, guys, let's go ahead and dig in. What's up, Wall of Fame? I'll share my screen. All right, let's go ahead and give you guys a snapshot of the market here. Look at who's moving the most. Out of our SlabHawk web app here as part of our premium membership at slabhawk.com. A lot of you guys are already premium members, so just check out footballcardquest.com if you're not. But in terms of buy it now, sold data happening on eBay, let's go ahead and filter that from highest to lowest. It's pretty much all centered around these second-year players, and that's because they have a lot of product coming out. And there's a lot more available items to purchase. And it's harder for people to comp those cards appropriately and really know the price that they should pay for them. There's less transactional data. So they're dominating the sold charts, right? And it's pro uniform cards, which is also more desirable than college uniform cards, generally speaking. So you see Anthony Richardson, which we have positive videos of him from OTAs throwing deep bombs. And we're going to talk about A.D. Mitchell as he's one of the fallers. But Anthony Richardson is appearing to be healthy. He looks like he's on track to start week one. And that's very exciting. We'll see if he picks up where he left off last year. But he's had over 150, 161 in the last 24 hours, where C.J. Stroud's moved down to this number three spot in terms of volume, but he's still our number one most hyped player in the NFL. The reason why he's moved down to just 92 buy now sold is because the prices have gone up. So as this volume increases, the prices also increase. And as a result, his average, let's take for example base prism, moves out of people's budget range or their comfort range, and so they start pivoting and targeting other players or other cards potentially of CJ Stroud, but generally speaking it's going to be other players, and so they can get into that same caliber, same tier of card. So you can see Bijan Robinson, Jahmyr Gibbs, Will Levis, Jordan Addison, Zay Flowers, Jameson Williams, Trevor Lawrence here at 50, and Brock Purdy and Joe Burrow all kind of neck and neck are the top three players not in the 2023 draft class, all up here in the top 10 of buy now sold volume in the past 24 hours. Positive news on Brock Purdy. Obviously, he's looking good. They've got a ton of weapons there. His system's great. Mobility for Brock Purdy's good. Joe Burrow, he's looking healthy. He's looking strong. This is a critical year for Trevor Lawrence as he's looking at a potential contract extension. But with them adding weapons to the team in Gabe Davis, but more interestingly, or I guess more importantly, they drafted Brian Thomas at the end of the first. He's an incredible talent who I think will be a great weapon there. So we're going to talk about that a little bit. But Trevor Lawrence is entering a contract year, so this is huge. There's a lot of expectations and hype there. So he's at 50 as well. Let me say what's up to a couple guys in the chat before we pivot on to our first news story here that I want to talk about. Matt Pat, what's up, man? Wall of Fame. Hector, what's good? Stacking singles. Appreciate you, brother. Matt Murray, Craig Siner. And Hector says Optic will increase last year's rookie numbers. Yeah, 100%. And then by the time you get into the end of June, when we have Optic hobby boxes and breakers get their hands on it, And then you get into July, and by August, we're going to have contenders and select out for last year's draft class. It's going to be wild, though. So the 2023 class will continue to dominate the charts until probably the season starts. What I love about this hype index and tracking the buy it now sold volume for each of these players is during the season, it becomes very interesting to see who spikes and what causes the spike. So you can really pinpoint what drives the market. And then you go on and eBay, and we could talk about, so we can go ahead. We can go ahead and talk about Drake May. He's on my no look pass list today. So, hey, what's up, Mark in the house? So Matt Pat says, what are your thoughts on Drake May? I don't know. Doesn't seem like the time to buy. So let's look at his market, because I found some interesting sold data on Drake May here. And he is one of the guys that's coming out. As you can see, Drake May here with the no-look pass. He's a big physical player with a strong arm. And now he's making passes like this in camp. This is definitely going to get a lot of hype, especially when you play for the Patriots, one of the largest markets in the NFL. So that's a huge deal. Now, the question is, where does Drake May stack up with the other 2024 rookies in terms of his values? So to understand that, let's just go ahead and pull up Drake May's sold market on eBay. This is the best way to do it, because guys like Drake May, it's going to be virtually all college uniform cards. Let's look at the prices. We do have a combo card here from Topps Now, sold first round picks, $9.95. I don't ever see that card getting higher than $20. It's not like that's more of like a little collector's piece than anything. But a Leaf Trinity auto out of 50 for 90. It's not as high as it could get, right? This is not Caleb Williams hype, but it's definitely not anywhere close to what the bottom could be. We have a 10-10 for 177.50. Honestly, that's not bad. Let me see if they have. So the challenging thing, and one thing I will tell you guys about Drake May's market, he's not going to be printed in the Panini Instant RPS First Look. He is a Fanatics exclusive signer, so his autograph cards are going to be in these Topps Now products, which are not going to feature the team logos and stuff. So it makes it for a little bit. They're going to be definitely desirable, but it's going to continue to allow these type of cards from Onyx and Bowman Chrome University. This one was pretty wild that I saw. This was an orange cracked ice out of 25 that sold for 110 without an auto. And I thought that was pretty impressive compared to the Onyx for 70. It goes to show you how popular the cracked ice parallel is when combined with a serial number. There is orange. I mean, orange has nothing to do. I mean, look, here's a pink. Obviously, it's not serial numbered, so that's a big deal. $4 or $5, you know. So it's kind of looking at his market here. You definitely have a lot of emphasis placed on the serial number cards if you can find them. Some of these aren't bad prices. Like, honestly, look, PSA 10 Drake May Bowman Chrome University first, 225. Well, let's look at what Caleb Williams. Auto PSA 10. Caleb Williams' first auto PSA 10 is selling for here. We're talking $600. So if you look at the difference there, that's, you know, about a third. One guy that's actually gone down a little bit in fantasy value is JJ McCarthy. And he does have a different market because he is not a Fanatics exclusive signer, but just speaking about that card, it's always important to compare card to card. That card's 320, so that's still more than the Drake May as well. So one more to pull in would be Jaden Daniels, but Jaden doesn't have the Bowman first, so we could pull in Michael Penix and see what he's doing. We'd have to compare something, just PSA 10, yeah, maybe out of 99 or something like this. Not going to be really the same, but yeah, it's hard to get a good idea there. So you could pull in as well. We said Michael Penix, and then also Bo Nix, because if you look at the recent tweets from Sean Payton, he is like all goo goo gaga over Bo Nix, and he's definitely going to be starting the season. The last Michael Penix year, this was draft night, 210, but it's since cooled off, and there's been a buy now sold for 130, and then also that's a gold out of 59.99, so that was a much bigger one. So yeah, there's a serious Michael Penix truther there going in for a big card. But the last one would be Bo Nix to get an accurate idea. Let's see. And we had a Bo Nix May 19th for 125. So yeah, I think Dre May is appropriately priced. The thing with that card is specifically, I definitely want to, because New England's got a much bigger market here than Denver. And the situation, I think, is just more ambiguous. I think a lot of what you're seeing reflected in the price is the fact that they're not. I honestly think that Drake May would be closer to that of Caleb if it wasn't for Bill Belichick not being there anymore. So honestly, 225 is not bad. And the fact that this seller took, what, he gave like, you know, a 20-25% discount here. I mean, look at all these discounts being given out. We got a $30 discount off of that one and sold for $310. But this one sold for roughly $90 less. I mean, goes to show you there's absolutely, this one's a refractor out of $499, so that makes sense. But it just goes to show you there is definitely potential deals to be had on Drake May rookie autos. And I would be looking to flip these, man, because he has gone up in value. I think he's going to continue to go up in value. Now the question is, who do you want to stack him with? If you're targeting Jalen Polk or Javon Baker, I would target both of them, to be honest with you, because they're both rookies and they both play for the Patriots. So there's been a little bit more buzz about Javon Baker lately, and he's got the Onyx, he's got Leaf. That's actually a pretty impressive transaction there. Once again, an orange cracked ice going for a ton. It's out of two, but all these Leaf cards are going to be all super low, like out of 10 or less. There's a Sage High Series silver $12 card sold. That's pretty solid. And then you have a Sage Peak Performance for $12. So nice little hits there out of Sage. Yeah, I wouldn't take less than 12 to 15 for that card. But there's a nice little Javon Baker's a nice target out of 2024 Sage to target for $10 or less, because I do see that auto for Javon Baker, they're potentially getting up to that $20 to $30 range. And then you have like the Onyx auto, of course, that one's out of 50. So now you have to scale your range up. Yeah, you're paying 20. That's fine. That's a good deal. That could easily go up to 40 or so before we get into the season. And so as we get closer, we're only going to get more hype about these rookies. And he didn't get invited to the rookie premier event, so we don't have RPS first looks. We do for Jalen Polk, though. As you can see, those selling for $6. I would prefer you guys buy these from the resellers here, unless you want to buy serious volume from Panini's website. Well, that's closed anyway, so that's not even an option. So if you did buy those, you're getting those in the middle of end of June. Otherwise, you're better off buying them here. But I wouldn't buy them for $9.99. I'd be targeting them more around $5. That's what these guys bought them at. I do see these potentially getting up there. I think a one angle to take is to get these graded and get them back before the end of the season, because the 10s are probably going to sell for anywhere between $50 and $70, depending on how much hype we get here for Jalen Polk. 7 out of 7. Yeah, so these Leaf metals, I would be looking to get cheaper than this. Unfortunately, Jalen is getting a lot more hype in terms of hobby hype, and these cards are going for considerably more than what the Javon Bakers are. So I would pivot and be targeting the Javon Bakers right now, unless you're buying 2024 Leaf metal sealed and you're pulling this Jalen Polk out. I think he's an interesting guy to sell. You can see this buy it now right here got 45 compared to the auction that got 31. So yeah, I would put a card like that out of 7 or 8 from Leaf metal for about $50 and see if you can sell there, because here's a non-auto cracked ice out of 6 that sold for 40 just 2 days ago. What is going on, Wheezy? Drew, oh, hot take by Drew. Drew says JJ McCarthy is Zach Wilson. I don't know about that, man. I don't know if I agree with that, but that is a bold take. Appreciate you tuning in, Drew. Matt Pat, I'm loving these questions here. All right, so I'm going back up in the chat. Pick Six, what's up, man? Arrowwoods Hobby Shop. What's up, my man, Pick Six? All right. So Matt is going back to the fifth-year option. That's true. The Trevor Lawrence, being a first-round draft pick from 2021, has a fifth-year option available, but they have to. The Jags got to pick it up, unless the Jags already picked it up. Najee Harris did not have his fifth-year option picked up. So that's an interesting one. That's a lot for Najee Harris to play for this year. I like the running game in the Steelers this year. They've invested heavily in the offensive line. Plus, you've got a run-the-ball-first mentality offensive coordinator in Arthur Smith, and Mike Tomlin's totally going to be fine with that. So I like that. I like Najee Harris this year. I like Jaylen Warren big time. It almost seems like in terms of right now, Najee Harris is the better buy than Jaylen Warren in the hobby, because Jaylen Warren has so few rookie cards and Najee Harris has a healthy supply. You can pick and choose and really pluck out those nice rookie autos for Najee Harris pretty cheap, especially in auction. Got a pretty decent amount of 2021 auctions. The further you go back, the more scarce these cards are, the fewer auctions we're seeing right now, because there are a lot of big consignments that aren't receiving the amount of football cards that they typically receive during the season. It's a big misconception. A lot of guys want to sell the cards during the season, but there's a big dip on a lot of players in October, November, when in fact right now, with so few listings and people wanting to make bets right now in the summer, you know, it's going to be more impactful to have a lot of these newer, like, nice cards for hyped up players in auction, because there's way fewer auctions out there. I don't think you should assume JJ McCarthy is going to suck, because he may be the Vikings' first pick, but we haven't seen Kevin O'Connell make a quarterback, you know, coach up a rookie quarterback out of the first round. Also, think about the landing spot he's going into, man, with Aaron Jones at running back, and then you got Justin Jefferson and Jordan Addison and TJ Hawkinson as weapons. And a Kevin O'Connell system? No, I don't think J.J. McCarthy's going to suck at all. I just don't think we've seen enough. I don't think we've seen enough positive OTA highlights and buzz about him. And I think once we get to the season, it's going to be a lot different, especially when I look at the Minnesota Vikings opening schedule this year. They open up at New York. Was arguably one of the worst teams coming out of last year. So that's a very winnable matchup in a big, big TV market. So you're going to have a ton of people watching that game. There's going to be a ton of people watching that game. Minnesota could easily come in there and win that game. with J.J. McCarthy as their starting quarterback. I think a lot of what's driving J.J. McCarthy's prices down right now is you still have about a 60 to 70% chance that Sam Darnold is going to actually start week one. So he's taking a lot of reps with the first team offense right now. And if you listen to the coach speak, it's still like Sam Darnold is going to be the veteran starting quarterback, and we're going to make sure J.J. McCarthy is 100% comfortable with the offensive system and our scheme and the playbook and ready to go. So as a result, let's see what Sam Darnold is doing. Yeah, I mean, no buy now. Well, there's a buy now, but that's base card, auction. Sam Darnold, Joe Namath. Somebody spent $18 on that. Likely a PC item. Wow, that's love the title there. So not really any hype for Sam Darnold either. Okay, there's a buy now. Wow, it's cheap. There's likely a possibility where Sam Darnold's cards go up, especially when they make an announcement in August that he is starting week one. Still 60 to 70% chance he starts in week one. Hector questions my Patriots fans versus Broncos. Well, based on analytics, let's see if I go to Trackalytics here. Verifying I'm human. Yes, I'm human. Let's see. All right, look at this, guys. I pull this data directly off of this website. They're tracking this stuff on a weekly or daily basis. NFL teams ranked by Facebook page likes on May 31st. Dallas Cowboys. It's America's team, man, since 1978, whether you agree with it or not, they've got the most likes almost always. Followed by the New England Patriots and the Steelers, the Packers. There's the Broncos. Okay, they're fifth. So, yeah, I have said this before. The Broncos have a massive fan base, but they're not they're not the same range as the Patriots. Look at that difference. We're talking a difference of almost 3 million additional likes. Almost 3 million additional likes. Now, today, they are up 4,091. That's likely because of the presser that came out from Sean Payton talking about Bo Nix and the other. There's also been some highlights of Javonte Williams running around out there without a brace on, and guys talking about how they predict the split between Javonte Williams and Audric Estime to be about 45 to 40, and then you got Jaleel McLaughlin that's probably going to get about 10% as well. So, yeah, I mean, there's a lot of buzz going on right now around the Denver Broncos. There's a lot of ambiguity there, and they've got a lot to prove and a lot to improve on this year. And you can see the top 10 there. There's the New York Giants. The Raiders have actually grown quite a bit. The Eagles have actually gone down, although they still have a ton of people talking about them there. But you can see how the Chiefs are actually a smaller fan base, but because of their clout and their status in the league, their power ranking, I mean, look at the amount of people talking about them or mentioning them, 72,000. That's pretty high. That's, you know, Detroit Lions, it's up there with the highest amount of, I think this is mentions for today with like the Green Bay Packers. So, yeah, it's pretty interesting, but you definitely have to take this stuff into consideration when you're talking about potential buyers and like demand. Riley said Baker with a heart. Love me some Baker Mayfield truthers. I hope he can keep up that good work from last year. Matt Pat said, who's your favorite QB to buy in the college market right now? I'm sold on Kadon Salter. Yeah, I would have to say Jackson Dart, just because he's the name I most commonly hear from my guy Derek Richard, who is a Devy and college dynasty expert. And I am looking at some of these sleepers. I think it makes sense to have a variety of them. If right now, if they're projected to be like in any type of Heisman race, or potentially any type of college football playoff race next year, like where are they at in the power rankings? What's their starting job? Is it solid? You know, are they in risk of losing their starting job to another player? Are they going to transfer schools? So, and then like, you know, how does that translate to their draft capital? If they've got good draft capital, I'm definitely interested in having some of those cards, because buying them now is the right time to buy for guys coming out next year. Wheezy Baby said, how much value do Leaf and Sage cards retain after the season starts in cards in their NFL jersey? Not good, man, unless they're CJ Stroud or something. It goes down pretty quick, especially like if they're not a Fanatics exclusive signed player, like take Anthony Richardson for last year, for example, who came out with, you know, the Legacy Year Ones. He came out with the Illuminance Year Ones, I said. But he also came out with Legacy Autos. He also came out with Mosaic Autos. He also has a Panini Instant Autos. So there's five sets right there amongst others that come out at the beginning of the season. Gold Standard's another one. I could rattle off more and more that come out early in the rookie season that are all going to have pro logos and pro uniforms, or a combination of the two, that are going to be more demanded than Sage and Leaf autos. So what typically happens is Sage and Leaf autos values go down big time. So to get a better understanding of that, go and look at what. So let's just pull up, for example, Sage Anthony Richardson auto. It's a great case study, man. Let's go Anthony Richardson Sage. I think it would be like 2023 Sage, or maybe even 2022 Sage. We may have to look at Leaf as well. All right. Classics, that's a Panini licensed set. Still college uniform though. One out of one, $330. Obviously, if that was pro uniform, I mean, even his Silver Prism rookie auto, which has the auto pin speculation, is going for twice that much. And this is not even a serial number card. Now, it is highly regarded as short print, and generally speaking, a rare card, probably a print run somewhere in the couple hundred range, probably somewhere around 250, I would imagine. And then here is a Leaf Metal Armed and Dangerous for 71. I would say for hyped up quarterbacks, you're going to find them in that range between 50 and 70. CJ Stroud's obviously an exception. But before his rookie season started, like this 3 out of 3, is now a $71 card. Before the rookie season started, this was like a $250 card. You know, we just looked at several college quarterbacks, from Daniels, May, Caleb Williams. I mean, he was next to CJ Stroud and Bryce Young, the top hyped up quarterback, and he had a ton of hype after the draft. So I'm actually getting a ton of pro product here. Here's one of the early sets that come out. Prestige has a rookie card shield, rookie auto, but it does not have pro uniforms. And as a result, it's non-serial numbered as well. So as a result, this card sold for $62.56. When this card first came out, this was a $300 to $500 card, because it stood out amongst a list of very few rookie autos for Anthony Richardson. So that's why I say all these college uniform cards I'm targeting, even Sage, and the same thing applies for skill position players. I'm flipping all of them. I'm flipping every single one of them. In fact, after we get done here, I've got some cards. I've got a list on eBay. You guys saw me pulling a mail day last week, like this Ladd McConkey, Sage, and the So Money, Xavier Worthy, and the other Xavier Worthy. I want to list those and buy it now and get those ready to go. And when somebody makes me the offer I'm looking for, I'll go ahead and sell it somewhere around that double up range. I'll go ahead and sell it. So yeah, that's a good good case study to look at there. Okay, let's see. Yeah, Carter thinks that they definitely would start Rattler over Painter to see what they've got. Caleb is struggling. See, this is I love this local. I know Dan O'Brien is in the Chicago area. He's a huge Chicago fan, because that is not what you see on Twitter. You know, you see nothing but positive buzz on Caleb Williams as he drops buckets, dimes and buckets to Rome Odunze, who succeeded at all levels, dude, shallow, intermediate, and deep in college. Comes into a loaded wide receiver room with DJ Moore and Keenan Allen. And so all the weapons are there for Caleb Williams. If there's some blip of Caleb Williams struggling in OTAs, I wouldn't even bat an eye at it, to be honest with you. There also is talking about the Hard Knocks. The Bears are going to be on Hard Knocks. Hard Knocks has an impact. Hard Knocks has an impact on rookie card values, guys. Got to be aware of that. So they're doing it a little bit differently this year. They've got multiple Hard Knocks. They're going to be following an entire division throughout the season. I'm not sure which division that is, but they're following the Bears through OTAs and then mini, training camp, and then preseason, and then they followed the Giants for the draft and free agency. That might be coming out. That's probably coming out first, and then the Bears one, and then the in-season one. But that adds a lot of hype, man. It's a very good show. A lot of people watch that. It allows you to build a much deeper connection to the players on the team, right? And therefore drives a lot more demand and hype for those players. So, and it's not going to just be Caleb, man. It's going to be all the guys around him as well. So they're going to continue to see a ton of hype. So one of the things I wanted to look at is what are DJ Moore's values like right now? As we know, Rome and Odunze's values right now are really high. And I mean, he's the real deal, so I definitely think he warrants that. But Rome is currently about let's see. These are not sold items, so don't fall for that, guys. You always got to go to sold. Make sure you're looking at sold items. We want to verify legit sold items here. PSA 9, auto 10, non-serial numbered, Bowman first. Rookie auto, $160. The raw out of 70. This was pretty good transaction, man, because this raw out of yellow out of 75 went for 110. Great discount. This guy gave a great discount here on that card, and maybe it had a defect. Out of 499, 93. Interesting that the PSA 9 on this card went for a lot higher, because most of these cards are almost guaranteed going to 9. They're going to 9. Getting to 10 is hard, but getting to 9 is not, especially on Ultra Modern. It's like virtually all cards, especially these Chrome Stock cards, are going to have a 90%, at least 9 rate. 90% 9 or 10. And then it's typically around 40 to 50% tens, and then, you know, another 40 for 50% nines, and then you'll have some eights and maybe even worse sprinkled in there. But yeah, I mean, wrong cards, obviously expensive. And that's why I would 100% pivot off of him and buy Malik Nabers or Brian Thomas. Looking at his prices, there's more question marks there, and they're not tied to Caleb Williams, and you know, that's why their prices are lower. But I do think they have a great opportunity as rookies to go up in value big time. But let's see what DJ Moore is right now. 2018 rookie ticket. This is when we can refine our search. Yeah, I mean, give me this all day long, overpaying $100 for the college uniform Rome card. I think he's going to do great, but it's going to be hard for that card to go up in value from where it's currently at. There's got to be a lot of personal collection. Now, if I was a Bears fan, I'd probably pull the trigger and say, even if I lose money on the card, I'm okay. I got some exposure. Because think about how high he's going to have to perform or exceed expectations. The current expectations for Rome are already high. That's already baked into the current price of that card. So, like, that's already baked into the current price of that card. Like, I pull up my wide receiver rankings here and see where I have Rome at. Let's see where I have Rome. It's going to be pretty high. Okay, here he is. At 41 overall, but in that Xavier Worthy, Deontay Johnson range. But as a rookie, there's going to be a bonus there, and I don't have numbers plugged in. I guess the rookies didn't have numbers plugged in yet. So as a rookie, you got to add an additional bonus, like, of points to that. You got to bump them up in the rankings. There's that, you know, rookie element there. So I'd much rather pivot and buy that. I'd potentially even want to get, like, some Keenan Allen exposure. I'm curious to see what his cards are at. They're probably very cheap. Yeah. 35. It's good to see people are still buying Keenan Allen. The team change is definitely going to be good for him here. Chicago. $30. Yeah, it's not bad, honestly. And if you look, I know this one's horizontally formatted, but that auction right there, and that was, I don't know why it's putting that one at the top, May 7th, it's only sold for $20. Yeah, the dates go back pretty quick. So, good. Some decent sold data there. Nice. Hector reminded us that Minshew had better numbers than Trevor Lawrence last year. Expectation has gone down a lot for Trevor. But still high. Besides flashy ESPN plays, what makes RB cards go up more? Yards or touchdowns? It's yards. And, well, it's a combination. Because look at guys like David Montgomery last year, for example. I mean, a guy can put up double-digit touchdowns, but if he's not getting the big plays and getting the big yards, it's more, I would say, I would actually classify it as breakaway runs and broken tackles. So I would say, I think the specific stat is forced missed tackles per touch or forced missed tackles after contact, and then also breakaway runs. That right there is what drives values for running backs up the most. And then it's also injuries to other guys around them on the depth chart. So because we know how rare it is to have a bell cow running back, like what happened with Kyron Williams last year, when a guy all of a sudden gets this bell cow role, people, and it's a combination of yards, it's a combination of targets in the receiving game, and then they're going to get touchdowns as a byproduct. But people will automatically go and start spending that higher money or more money on that player. Look, think about Jerome Ford. We last year, whenever he spiked, we had a combination of breakaway run, increased opportunity because of Nick Chubb injury, and then we had the breakaway run. And so he got the yards, but he got the touchdown at the end. But even if he would have, say, been tackled at the 1 yard line or something, I think that his cards still would have gone up tremendously just from the breakaway run and the increased opportunity in the offense. Plus, he's fairly young. I think all three of those things have to go together, because it could be like Deonta Foreman gets a bigger workload at this point. And people are going to be more reactive. They're going to wait and see, you know, like, for example, Raheem Mostert. It took the guy literally putting up 20 touchdowns last year with literally one rookie card for those to go up significantly. They did go up. I mean, people by the end of the season were paying $100 for Raheem Mostert rookie ticket auto. I'd love to see what they're paying for him now, to be honest with you. As A-Chain should have an expanded role this year. They drafted Jalen Wright, who should have an expanded role. Let's look at Raheem Mostert. There we go. All right, we got May 22nd. PSA 9 sell for 68. So I was listed at 99. The guy got a little antsy and took a $68 offer. So definitely cooled off. And look, not a good time to put that card in auction. This card was selling for $100 in like December of last year because of all the touchdowns he put up. And you had playoff in the range of outcomes for the Dolphins. So big drop there. He's definitely a guy that's going to have sold items for Dolphin uniform stuff as well. So few cards. Panini definitely got him printed. There's even a buy now for 40. This has come down a lot. I definitely pick one of those up for 22 to 30. But the thing is, man, he really, really, really broke the norm last year, and that is not what I expect him to do this year. So, yeah, I just wouldn't put my $20 to $30 there. I do have a sleeper for you that has gone up a lot this week in value, but I don't think necessarily hobby value. It's a guy that's gone up in fantasy value in about a half a round. And he's getting a lot of buzz right now. Oh, lo and behold, look at the buy announced today for Rashad Bateman on the Baltimore Ravens. A guy that's gone up almost half a round here. And I know he's been marred by injuries and poor play and lack of opportunities. But let's think about the Ravens, what they did this offseason. Right? They let go of Odell Beckham Jr. They only spend a fourth round pick on Devontae Walker. And it's been a consistent drumbeat now for several weeks of Rashad Bateman's looking good. He's exceeding at everything that we want him to do. And this guy was very good in college. You know, he had 98th percentile college target share, 93rd percentile breakout age, 83rd percentile college dominator. At 6 foot 190, you know, if you go back to his rookie season, 515 receiving yards, but only one touchdown, 12 games. 2022, only six games. 2023, 16 games, but with a crowded receiver room and increased target competition and a very balanced run pass game. He only had 367 yards, but he had 811 air yards. So the writing is on the wall. The hype is going up for him. Somebody's got to catch the ball there outside of Zay Flowers, Mark Andrews. And lo and behold, we've got some buy now solds today. Still very cheap. So why not? Now, this Immaculate out of 25 for 60 seems high, but it's not. It's sealed by Panini. Great patch. On-card rookie auto. We got gold in the title. I mean, you got everything you want a rookie card right there. That's a Mac Daddy card. I would expect to flip that card for 120 to 140, you know, on a nice spike from Bateman early in the season. Remember, they opened the season up against the Chiefs. You know, we all project and everybody expectations are that Zay Flowers is going to get all those targets. But, you know, the fact remains that it could not play out that way. Things are different any given Sunday. We don't know. We can only project and do our best. And guys, if there's one position that has a ton of ambiguity that somebody come out of nowhere and have a spike week, it's a wide receiver position. And at these prices for Rashad Bateman, now that's not a rookie. Don't get fooled there. That's second year. second year improperly listed card. Rashad Bateman, I mean, Shadowbox out of 99 for $20. Are you kidding me? Like, that's easy money, guys. I mean, he's at his floor price. He's being traded as a backup who's not going to even see 10 targets, you know, through three games or something. I mean, he's trading cheaper than, like, insanely cheaper than a lot of other players, like backups. So, yeah, great opportunity to buy there. And then another news story I want to talk about before we run out of time. Here we got about 15 minutes left. I wanted to talk about some of the big contracts that got extended. Oh, before I do, what do you guys think about the new kickoff rule? So I love this illustration because it shows how the new kickoff rule is going to impact kick returns this year. You know, last year, I think I can't remember who it was. It was the Packers. That's right. It was the Packers had 31 kick returns. And this year, they're expecting the average team to have 100 kick returns throughout the season because of the new rule. It's going to be super interesting. So they moved the kicker all the way back here to the 20. And they moved the initial line of defenders and blockers up here to midfield. Blockers at the 40, you got the defenders at the 50, and then you got the returners all the way back here. This is going to be super interesting, man. Super interesting. There's been some guys like Tariq Cohen who are coming out of the woodworks who may be returning kicks this year. Heck, this is going to definitely mix things up when you have about a 3x increase in the amount of kick returns. All right, Hector, I'm going to start this question up and get to it here in just a little bit. There's definitely a buying time right now. It just depends on the player. All depends on the player. Everything is so player specific. I will do, Hector. I got a lot of my cards in storage right now. Cordell Patterson to the moon. Yeah, so Bateman, Jeff, you make a good point. Bateman does have to beat out Nelson Aguilar added to the depth chart. But with Nelson Aguilar being, I think, about 32, 33, I think he will beat him out. And although it's not a tremendous amount of volume, he's Lamar Jackson, even if you look at his numbers last year, he still threw for what, 3,700 yards? I mean, we're not gonna get lower than that, guys. He threw for 3,700 yards last year. We're not gonna get lower than that. I mean, in terms of his passing numbers last year is 15th. I don't think we go lower than that. And if you talk about, all right, let's say at tops, Zay Flowers gets a 25% target share. And Mark Andrews gets a 25% target share. 50% of those yards, that's about 2,000 yards, go to those two guys. And then you have Nelson Aguilar and Rashad Bateman. I think you're looking at a situation where Rashad Bateman still puts up close to 1,000 receiving yards if you look at the leftovers. And then you have Nelson Aguilar getting about the 678. So when you do that math, 1,000 receiving yards, well, there's easily going to be games in there where Rashad Bateman puts up 100, 120 yards, maybe two, maybe three touchdowns. If that's week one, that's going to lead to an immediate spike in his rookie card values, and that's when you sell. You have the cards listed in a buy it now. You buy them now for $20 for an immaculate RPA. That's typically for a starter that has big performances selling for $100. And you buy that now, you have it listed and ready to go for the primetime opening game against the Chiefs. And when it happens, you sell the card immediately like that, because the impulse buyers will flock to eBay. They will make those purchases and they expect to pay $100 for that immaculate RPA, and that's in their budget range. That's kind of that sweet spot. It's really, it's more like 60 to 80, but you know, some people are feel very comfortable spending 100 to 200. Some people will buy your optic holo for 20. So it allows people in all ranges, whether you want to pick up a $5 optic holo and try and sell it for 10, 15 to grind out your profit, or you want to pick up a silver prism auto for 15 and resell it for 40 to 50, or you want to pick up an immaculate RPA for 20 to 40 and resell it for 80 to 100. You know, it gives people a runway and all those tiers. All right, so kickoff. So let's see how some of the big news has impacted these wide receivers this week. Jaylen Waddle, breaking news. He is now one of the highest paid wide receivers in the league. Top seven, if I remember correctly. Let me look back here. I believe it was top seven. Yeah. Anyways, well, you get the point. Waddle gets a three-year, $84.75 million contract extension that includes $76 million guaranteed. It's only a $9 million cap hit this year, so we're still very much in the Super Bowl window for the Miami Dolphins. That I do think they're going to need to make some additional pickups on defense and on the offensive line, probably get throughout the season. But, you know, Jaylen Waddle had a down year last year, but don't get it twisted, guys. And if you look at his separation numbers and look at historically how he's been against press coverage and man coverage and just his depth of his route tree and how he succeeds, I mean, this guy is great all over the field. He's not just a one-dimensional player. And in fact, Tua's numbers have been better in terms of yards per target, in terms of so adjusted yards per attempt, 8.5 with Waddle, 7.1 without. Passing success rate goes up 3% for Tua with Waddle, and his pressure to sack rate goes down 2%, over 2% with Waddle in the game as well. So despite a down year from Waddle, just because he was marred by injuries, some of them even played through, like the guy's tough. Waddle is a fantastic wide receiver. So let's look at how this trade, and obviously the team is putting their money where their mouth is, and they're saying this to you with their money and the fact that he is now top 10 paid wide receiver in the NFL. So speaking of that 2021 draft class, let's look at Jaylen Waddle here. We just looked at Rashad Bateman. That kind of give you an idea of where Bateman is valued compared to Waddle. All right, so college. I mean, yeah, he went to Alabama. People are still going to be buying this Alabama stuff, especially from nice sets like Immaculate, serial numbered, hard sign. I call it on card rookie auto. That went for $80 in PSA 9. What do we have? A gold select here. Sticker auto, $220. Not bad. A lot of buying now today. Like a lot of excitement generated today from, you know, maybe today's a payday and people are reacting here to some of this news. I mean, this is today and this is like four. All right, so here's the Silver Prism SGC9, which sold for $70, auto 10. If we had the same exact card here in CGC, I would love to see what it sold for. A lot of you guys still don't think CGC grading performs better than SGC, and I totally disagree with that 100%. Not the fact that CGC is sponsored the Football Card Quest and nooffseason.com sports card network, but from the fact that SGC slabs are inferior. They're super easy to crack. I mean, a flathead screwdriver, no other tools, you just pop that thing around the edge and you could easily pop cards in and out of SGC slabs all day long. And then also, SGC is bought by PSA. So, you know, who knows if they're going to retain the brand or if they'll be liquidated. But either way, they're now like part of that collector's universe or whatever it's called, family. And CGC slabs are superior in all ways to SGC. and they continue to grow. So if we had the sold data, I guarantee you that CGC card would have been done, would have sold for a little bit higher than that one. But I digress. That's just my opinion. And shout out there to CGC cards. But yeah, definitely I'm seeing increased sold volume here for Jalen Waddle. I mean, National Treasures out of 15, 250 RPA, that's where I expect that to go. That's exactly where I would expect that to go. All right, Rookies and Stars, lesser known set, sticker rookie auto, but does have a rookie card shield, PSA 10, $110. It's about where I expect it to go. I wonder where, so Devontae Smith got his 3-year contract in April. And Devontae Smith is another wide receiver duo that's paid at least $20 million per season, along with Tyreek Hill and Jalen Waddle. We actually have three 2021 wide receivers that all got extended this offseason that are all top 10 paid wide receivers now, have top paid wide receiver duos. And look at my guys right there, Mike Evans, Chris Godwin. So let's go ahead and pull in their graded market together, seeing how they're all 2021. Let's pull in Nico, who got almost 1,500 receiving yards in his first year with C.J. Stroud. I don't care if they brought in Stephon Diggs or not. Stephon Diggs' success rate on deep routes declined from his early days in Buffalo and his days in Minnesota, where he had a success rate of getting open at a 90 or higher percent, to the low 70s this past year. All right. He's still succeeding on shallow and intermediate routes, but there's a clear decline in his deep success rate, whereas Nico Collins is in his prime. The Texans put their money where their mouth is. They're telling you with their dollars what they think of Nico Collins. Nico Collins has been an incredible riser. He's a guy I'd feel comfortable spending some money on and okay with holding it long term, especially with C.J. Stroud. I mean, we're talking potential a team to rival the Kansas City Chiefs here with the Cincinnati Bengals, you know, this kind of thing. And Buffalo Bills are going to be there. Speaking of Buffalo Bills, I did want to talk about Curtis Samuel and Khalil Shakir because they're getting some buzz right now. But let's look at these 2021 guys. Waddle, Collins, and Devonta Smith. I mean, you could bring in Bateman, but he's just trading as a backup. He's really a sleeper pickup. I think it makes a lot of sense to buy because cards are priced dirt cheap. There's nothing to lose. Not really going to go down from where they're at. And this card right here, this Green Velocity, is really, really nice card for Miami players. It's really dominated by Jalen Waddle. And then we got Devonta Smith. So what we're going to have to do, let's type in Panini Prism. Let's filter by Panini Prism. All right, now we're talking. Waddle, Orange Disco, Red Cracked Ice, Silver. Notice here, that's the variation silver. The 2021 variation silver in almost all cases goes for less than the true base silver prism. So if you're looking at this and like, wow, Devonta Smith's at 80, that Jalen Waddle's at 34, note that Jalen Waddle is the variation and not the true silver. Here's the silver variation for Nico Collins at 61. That's pretty good. But here's the true base silver for Nico Collins at 87. And it's only a population of 7 because most of those have gotten 9s. So there's definitely going to be a nice premium. I would pick up those 10s if you can, guys, on this. Yeah, that's not bad. I mean, he's basically at the current trend of Devonta Smith. But in the offense that he's in with a pop of 7, I mean, we definitely have potential for this card to go up. All we have to do is pull in one more guy from 2021 by the name of Ja'Marr Chase. see what he's doing. All right, his True Silver Prism is also a really hard PSA 10 rate. There's his variation. You see, even though you ask Carter, Ja'Marr Chase is one of his favorite players, and just from an aesthetic standpoint, you guys tell me in the chat, which photo do you like better? You like Ja'Marr Chase here, like he's about to eat the football, or that's just because that's a really weird pass angle. Like, I guess the pass could have come in over his shoulder from way back there, and he caught it that way. Otherwise, it's like the way that they staged that photo is really odd. Or him carrying the ball about to make, like, a juke or something. But the True Silver reigns supreme here. And this card for Ja'Marr Chase with a much higher grade rate, 380, is selling for 170. So there's your buy, man. It's the Nico Collins Silver Prism PSA 10. Let's filter down here by silver. Where's the Jalen Waddle didn't get pulled in? So I'm going to have to go to eBay, do a little bit of digging here. See where this Jalen Waddle's at. But there's your buy amongst these three anyways. It's definitely the Nico Collins True Silver PSA 10 at around $80. I'd be interested to see where this has gone over the past year, man. Two transactions, two sales, because only a pop 7. You either buy it raw and you're looking at a $150 card, or you buy one of these for $80 to $90. I wouldn't hesitate, man. If you find one of those at a card show, I know a lot of you guys are going to card shows this weekend. I'm going to go to another card show in St. Pete. It's I think it's next weekend, actually. I have to go check on that. If you guys wanted to come out. All right, let's see real quick. Jalen Waddle, Silver Prism, PSA 10. Let's see if we can find a True Silver PSA 10. Well, there it is. 75. So it's not bad. Let's go here. Draft picks, phenomenon, Panini, the True Silver Prism still reigns supreme, guys. So many parallels. Definitely want to stick with green, orange laser, orange disco. Blue, light blue is going to be nice for Dolphins. Green shimmer, any of the shimmers do really well. Come on, Shore to St. Port St. Lucie tomorrow. I wish I could, man. I got a busy weekend, so. Hey, that's what I love, man. A lot of guys are in dollar boxes until hype hits. Blue ice. Yeah, blue cracked ice is very popular. Man, I appreciate everybody turning out today. We actually do have a PSA return that just came back from a group sub that I did for premium members. So I do have to record that. I've got to get some cards listed. We're out of time here, but I appreciate you guys tuning in. Listen, if you guys are looking for any other sports, like analysis like what I put out, serious sports card strategy information, check out Paul Hickey's channel, Sports Card Strategy on YouTube. Check out the nooffseason.com website. Check out footballcardquest.com. Shout out to CGC Grading once again. I've actually got some cards on their way there for my personal collection, so we'll see what happens. But, yeah, hit the like button. Like Hector said, I appreciate you guys coming to hang out with me this Friday afternoon. It's been fun. Had a great time. I'll see you guys in that next video. We'll be back on Monday. I've got a really fun video that I'm working on Monday that I can't wait to share with you guys. So I'll see you there. Peace.